50 years later. Can you believe that? My, oh, my. Marie, you've got a great special coming up. I'm glad we had that promo just ahead. An investigation is underway in another big story. This one's more recent. It's in the waters surrounding Cuba, where a deadly confrontation at sea has left 4 people dead and 6 others wounded. We don't hear about things like this very often. WJR's Marie Osborne has more of the details surrounding the incident. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi, Paul. And there really aren't a lot of details here, but here's what we know so far. The Cuban officials say a Florida-registered speedboat carrying 10 armed men entered Cuban territorial waters yesterday. And according to the Cuban Interior Ministry, the men, all of them Cuban nationals now living in the U.S., opened fire on border guards after being approached for identification. Now, Cuba's saying this group was heavily armed. They carried rifles, Molotov cocktails, body armor, and that the initial statements from the survivors indicated they intended to carry out what the government called, quote, an infiltration with terrorist ends. One Cuban commander was injured in all of this. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, traveling in the Caribbean, said Washington is investigating, but they're really relying on Cuban authorities for now. And Rubio dismissed any kind of suggestion that the U.S. personnel or agencies were involved in any of this. And Florida officials today, Paul, are asking that they have their own investigation into all of this to really get to the bottom of what happened.
Did you, did you identify them as all Cuban-born?
Nationals. All Cuban nationals now living in the U.S. That's how they've been identified.
That is so bizarre. Mm-hmm. What in the world were they up to? I mean, that's a head-scratcher, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And again, especially with Marco Rubio saying that this had nothing to do with any like U.S. personnel were not in any way involved or any agencies were involved. That's the first thing I thought of, but that he says it's not. But now, you know, this is still well under investigation. And as you, there's just not a lot of details here. And what we are hearing is from Cuban officials.
The Cuban state media report citing a second government statement said the men were carrying weapons, Molotov cocktails, bulletproof jackets, camouflage gear. You explained all of that to us, which makes it very obvious they were up for nefarious activity, but they appeared to be wholly unprepared to be resisted by the Cuban Navy.
Yeah, there were 10 of them, and then you're facing the Cuban Navy. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Doesn't sound like they were sneaking in by cover of night or any of that stuff. This is the weirdest story. And I'm happy to say we aren't at least attacking Cuba for doing this because, as Marco Rubio put it, we didn't have anything to do with it. So we don't really know what was going on and we can't blame any country for defending themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And we also know a lot in Miami, there are a lot of Cuban nationals who live there. We all know that. They have very strong feelings about having left their native country. I don't know. Did that have something to do with this, that there might be some anger here, animosity? We don't know.
Well, we know this. There are a lot of people living in Miami, for example, that want the entire Cuban regime wiped out.
Absolutely.
And for America to take over because they're not happy. They've got family there. They can't go back there. And look at the Attorney General of Florida. I mean, he's under fire because of so many Cuban Americans. He says he's ordered the state's Office of Statewide Prosecution to open an investigation into the shooting and then says, too much praise from the people he's saying this for, the Cuban government cannot be trusted, and we will do everything in our power to hold these communists accountable. He's probably right, but I don't think he knows enough to say anything. And if he does, he should tell the rest of us.
Exactly. Well, let's see what else unfolds in this story here in the next few days. Hopefully it won't be overrun by other news that and then we can't keep up with it. But
well, if anyone will stay on top of it, Marie Osborne, yep. WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, will tell me real quick about your special 50 years later. When is that?
I think it's Friday night. I think Mike Parsons knows better. I think it's Friday night.
Is it Friday night? We just heard the promo. I can't remember what it said, Mike Parsons.
And we did an hour on this last week. Kevin and I did at 11 o'clock. We did a whole hour on this on the 50-year anniversary because that was on February 15th when that first victim was discovered. So it's... And you know what? The families are no closer to getting answers than they were 50 years ago. And this
unbelievable.
Is what is so sad about that case. Yeah.
Truly, truly sad and unbelievable. Thank you, Marie. Appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Work always. We continue in focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.